Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, I've heard this recently. Bob Marley is your artist of the day. I will bore you with only one story. It was my highlight of the trip.
Okay.
Watching the great St. Margaret of Shawnee leave the back end of a boat on a parasail. And watching a nearly 74-year-old woman fly 200 feet above the ocean.
She's
with a joint in one hand and a drink in the other.
Yeah. Saying, where's Rod? When I need him most, that was the highlight of my trip.
That is the most...
That I can talk about.
Yeah. That is.
There were some other highlights that involved killing me, but...
No, we don't need to hear those.
Okay.
No.
Shower. No.
Yeah. So parasailing is one of the most exhilarating and then peaceful things you've ever done. Like, because the liftoff is really exciting. And then once you're up there...
you just kind of float.
You just kind of like, hey, it's all quiet and I can see a lot.
Did she scream when she took off?
No, my mother was amazingly calm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course.
She was like...
She's like an old pro at this.
Yeah. Well, she's like, well, I'm going to die anyway soon, so I mean, might as well be on a parachute.
Really?
That's
plus all the weed, she was really laid back.
Rod was very disappointed that he, you know,
woman alone.
Missed his flight to get to Turks and Caicos.
You were sorely missed, Rod.
I was. I missed it. I was very upset.
Yeah.
Did you guys, and really nobody watched this, but did you see the Tonys last night?
Oh, are we going to talk about Robert De Niro
now? I heard about it.
We're going to talk about...
You know, can I say something real quick about the Robert De Niro thing? Classless. I mean, I'm not a Trump fan. I don't care. This isn't about Trump. What he did last night lacked all class. Shame on him. That's all.
Okay. Let's talk about the... performance instead by the students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Yeah. Oh,
chills down my spine.
They got up on stage and sang Seasons of Love from Rent in honor of their theater teacher, Melody Hirschfield.
Who was honored last night with the Teaching in Theater Award.
Yeah, Excellence
like
in Theater Education presented by Carnegie Mellon. The kids were fantastic.
525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure? Measure a year. How about love? How about love? How about
wait for the girl to start singing. Oh my God, chills down your back coming. Get ready.
Love.
so good.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps, man.
And literally, like, there's not a dry eye in that theater. No. Everybody's like, this is magical.
But that sounds like the musical I went to see when I went to see Rent. Wow.
And these are high school kids. They're so good.
I'm telling you.
So good.
And not to get into politics, but politicians need to start paying these young people attention. They are active. And keep in mind, these kids are on that stage because of what they went through. They didn't just cherry pick any high school across the country. They picked Stoneman Douglas, Douglas High School, for a reason. These kids are active, and politicians would be wise to pay them heed, because they are going to dictate the way these elections go in the future. That's it. I'm out. I'm done.
There was actually a suggestion that, you know, every year the Tonys pick a different musical or a different high school to perform. And I thought that's a great idea, because these kids are, I mean, they are the future.
Yep.
Absolutely. Bruce Springsteen, did you see him?
Oh.
He was in the front row. His jaw was on the floor watching that girl sing.
She's so good.
Oh, my God. Nailed it. A story here from the BBC. A man who deserted from the U.S. Air Force in July of 1983 has been apprehended in California, according to the U.S. military. Captain William Hughes Jr., who did have top secret clearance, was last seen withdrawing $28,000 from his bank account at 19 different locations in New Mexico. A man claiming to be Barry O'Byrne was interviewed earlier this month by officials investigating passport fraud. Pressed on the inconsistencies, the man said, "Yes, my real name is William Hughes." He claimed he had been depressed about being in the Air Force, so he left and created a false identity. He had been living in California ever since. Uh-oh. Captain Hughes is currently being held at Travis Air Force Base in California. He faces a maximum sentence of 5 years confinement, forfeiture of all pay, and a dishonorable discharge.
You think?
At the time of his disappearance, he had just returned from the Netherlands, where he'd been working with NATO officers. Due to his access to classified information, he was declared a fugitive and was on a list of the Air Force's 7 most wanted individuals.
What do you think?
Let him go. It's been 35
years. Oh, you surprise me. You surprise me.
It's been 35 years. He walked off the gig in 1983. How classified is that information now?
Okay, well, it had been 30-plus years before they apprehended, in California, the Chicago mob boss that killed all of those people.
You're comparing a mob boss to a military deserter?
No, I'm saying if you commit a crime, time does not necessarily erase your crime just because you went into hiding.
What are you going to do with the guy? Put him in prison for
fun? Guy's name. You know that guy's name. Whitey Bulger. I don't know, Scott. I'm surprised to hear you say this.
Whitey Bulger peeled caps back. This guy walked off.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Bo Bergdahl walks off. Okay? Somehow makes his way back to the United States. I don't know, goes and lives in Montana, a peaceful life. He changes his name. He's there 20 years. They find him. Nothing?
No.
No.
Let him go.
No. Because you are creating, I can't believe you're saying this. You are creating
something
a scenario.
Something happened to me in Turks and Caicos. I became a more inclusive,
You're
forgiving.
Just relaxed today.
Yeah. You are creating a
who
scenario.
I'm high as balls right now.
You are creating a scenario under which we are rewarding people who walk away from the duty they agreed to. I'm going to swear I'm going to protect. I'm going to go do my job.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to reward people who walk away as long as they don't get caught. Go into deep hiding. It'll be fine.
It's been 35 years, Dana. What are we going to do? What do you want to do? String the guy up in the public square? Hang him?
Did they think maybe he was dead, or did they think...
No, they knew he had walked
off.
Okay,
he just walked off.
What are you going to do to him? Put him in prison for 5 years?
I think our military people would say the punishment stands as it would have been had they caught him when he walked.
Okay. What are you going to do with the guy who checks out a library book in 1971? racks up, say, $10,000 in late fees.
Okay.
And then one day just walks into the library and turns the book in. Now, if we're going to follow the rules, he owes the library $10,000.
I cannot. What has happened to you? First of all, that is a terrible analogy. And second, he agreed to wear that uniform and serve. The minute he lays that gun down and walks off, and you even said with Bo Bergdahl, he's a traitor.
You know what happened to me?
I don't know.
Rod, spin that. I just found my happy place over the last week or so. And
I'm about to yank your ass back. You have done lost your mind.
Don't you rock my boat.
Don't rock my boat.
Because I don't want my boat to be rocked.
Because I don't want my boat to be rocked.
Please don't you rock my boat. No. Because I don't want my boat to be rocking.
No, I don't. Don't rock my boat, Nancy.
I'm telling you that, oh. Ooh, oh.
Somebody says, Scott, like pull your dress down. I can't believe, what happened to you when I was gone, conservative?
Nothing.
Would you vote for Trump while I was gone?
No, I did not.
Man, I come back from Turks
so
and Caicos.
So who do we let walk off? We have to decide who gets to walk off
well,
and
you
who
know
doesn't.
Well, you know what? We let Muhammad Ali walk away. He refused to serve in the Vietnam War.
I don't have no problem with the yellow man. Never did nothing to me.
He said, I ain't got no problem with the Viet Cong.
Whatever.
What he said. Why they got to be yellow?
Isn't that in a song?
I love that. Yeah, it's the...
It's Born in the USA.
Bruce Springsteen. But no, I love it. George Carlin talked about that. It's like, Muhammad Ali said, I want to beat people up. I don't want to kill people. The government said, if you won't kill them, you can't beat them up.
Who do we decide gets to walk away?
I think a lot of it has to do with the crime you've committed.
Okay.
This is a guy who was a captain in the Air Force.
Okay.
He decided it wasn't for him anymore. He just walked off the gig. If this had happened last year, yeah, you give him some sort of a penalty, maybe throw him in Fort Leavenworth for a couple of weeks, make him regret it. This happened in 1983. Dana, I was 12 years old when this guy walked off the job.
Okay, and if we find D.B. Cooper tomorrow, does he have to give the money back?
So are we again comparing serious criminals? And by the way, while we're at it, where is D.B. Cooper,
Dana?
Well,
that depends on who you ask.
Well, you watched the show for 4 hours.
It wasn't that guy.
Oh.
It was the other guy that was in, what, Michigan? Wisconsin? That's who it was.
I think the government has bigger fish to fry than a guy who walked off the gig 35 years ago in the middle of no war. No war.
Okay.
576-7798. By the way, free health care for all. Legalized marijuana. Where am I? What am I going to do? Tax the rich. Where am I? 576-7798.
You know, I have said those guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation have single-handedly transformed the outside of our home. They came out and they said, Dana, it is time. Your house is 30 years old. You need an irrigation system. Man, what a difference that has made. With the lush, green, soft, beautiful lawn we now have, and the landscaping. I didn't want to put in landscaping to have it all die on me. The guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation came out, put in beautiful, simple landscaping, replaced our old ratty stuff, and now we are all ready to go. Ask them about that Rainbird system. You know, with Rainbird, you don't have to worry about waste. It is a smart irrigation system. Call Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Save time, save money, stop dragging that hose around out front, and let a new smart irrigation system do the work for you. 913-441-3900 is the number to call. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning with an N, lightning-landscape.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Come on.
Tony on the text line writes, Dana, what about the statute of limitations? After 35 years, shouldn't that weigh into walking off the gig?
How does that work in the military?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
I don't either. I'm guessing it doesn't exist, if I had to guess.
For desertion.
For desertion, I'm guessing it doesn't.
A guy walked off the job from the Air Force. He was a captain, which is to say an 03, rather low-ranking officer gig. He walked off in 1983. He's now been apprehended in California, 35 years after the fact. He faces at least 5 months in prison. He was seen withdrawing $28,000 from a bank at 19 different locations in New Mexico. Claimed his name was Barry O'Byrne. His real name is William Hughes, Captain, Air Force. Walked off the job in 1983, never to be seen again. Now the government has found him. They want to put him in prison for 5 months.
Is he saying why he walked off or just, I was done?
He says he was depressed.
Okay.
And just walked off the job.
Okay.
He's being held at Travis Air Force Base in California. Obviously, he faces a dishonorable discharge for desertion. He had just returned from the Netherlands in 1983, where he was working with NATO. He did have access to classified information. There's no indication he shared any of it, if he had any on him. We don't even know that. In 1984, the Associated Press published a story where Captain Hughes' family said they believed he had been abducted.
How bad off do you have to be that you not only walk away from your job, but your family? And you're...
He was unmarried. His family by that,
well, but
his
still,
mother, his sisters.
Like, see ya, just never going to talk to you again, Mom.
He did not have a wife and did not have children. 576-7798. Michael in Greenwood, real quick before we get to the news. Hello, Michael.
What's 5 months, Scott? He's lucky that's all he's getting. Because I sat next to a Marine that did two tours in Vietnam, and he came back his second tour, and he didn't like the way he was being treated and didn't want to go back, so he took off to Canada. He was gone 20-some years, and I was sitting there, this is 1996, I can't think of his name right offhand, and he did whatever time they had him until they put him up for his court-martial and processed him out. And the only reason he actually turned himself in, just to show his son he can turn his life around, because he was having problems with his son in Canada where they were living.
All right, 576-7798. 35 years later, they finally find this captain. Michael in Greenwood says he should do the time. Should he? 576-7798. To the newsroom, here is Kara Marks.
Counting down the hours until a historic summit. More next. 3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. Sir, President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un will meet face-to-face in Singapore for a historic summit. It's the first time a sitting U.S. president has held in-person talks with the Kim regime. ABC News senior foreign correspondent Ian Parnell at the Foreign Desk says it's hard to think North Korea doesn't want what their South Korean neighbors have.
The sanctions have clearly paid a huge price on the country's economic development. It's the people of the country who have suffered the most. We know there have been bouts of tremendous famine there. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. We know there are very harsh gulags, thousands and thousands of so-called political prisoners. They need normalization.
The task force looking at the Jackson County Jail is meeting tonight, hoping to hear suggestions from the public about how to solve the ongoing crisis. The meeting starts at 5:30 at Manual Tech. The task force has been charged with coming up with recommendations about what kind of capacity and type of jail that Jackson County needs. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You know, finding the right person to hire for the job is tough. Retaining them is tough. The right hire can have a huge impact on your business, so it is crucial to make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. You could try posting on a job board, but do you really know who will see it? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those are insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/Dana, get a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
Hazy, hot, and very humid weather out there for the afternoon time. We are soaring to the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 102. Now, toward evening time, and as we're cruising through the night, ramping up our chances for showers and thunderstorms. Isolated severe storms are a possibility here. There's a low-end chance for tornadoes, especially the further west that you go. Now, the overnight low dropping to about 70. We're going to start to clear things out for Tuesday, trimming that high back to the upper 80s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Nairamore, KEMBZ Weather.
It's a hot one this afternoon, 93 at KCI. It is 93 in Blue Springs, 95 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
No, I was in Turks and Caicos. I think it was. I want to say Friday.
I hadn't heard that.
I want to say. Did I ever tell you I lived in Germany too?
I hadn't heard that either.
Really? Dad was in the military. Played football at Lansing. You're in a grouchy mood. What is wrong?
Have you noticed he started every single break? I'm not going to talk about my vacation, but. Go ahead. Tell me more about Turks and Caicos. Do you have any slides? I'd love to see them.
Okay. you really want to see the pictures?
I think we should all just sift through your vacation slides.
Here's me on the beach.
I love doing that.
There's Kelly and me with our feet in the water.
You look good.
There's
love
some
it.
Local foliage.
Love the foliage.
There we are on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
There's me taking a pee.
I see that.
On
yeah.
The bathroom was only 4 feet tall, so I had to stick my head out the top.
You gotta go.
Yeah, that was on the parasol. There's the ocean.
Gorgeous.
What is wrong? Why can't you take happiness in other people's happiness?
I do take happiness in other
Why
people's
Why are you
happiness.
Such a grouch?
I am not a grouch. Tell me about your vacation.
No, I don't want to tell you about
no,
my vacation.
You're go ahead.
Although I will say this, on Friday morning, we're at breakfast, and my mom looks at me and goes, how long before Dana comes to Turks and Caicos?
Ooh.
I said, less than a year.
Oh, come on.
Less than a year. Once I show her the pictures,
no.
Less than a year.
We got a kid going off to college, and everyone I know, when they have a kid that goes off to college, they never leave Kansas City again.
Okay.
FYI.
Why are you mad? I can feel it in your
no,
tone. You're
I am
either
not
you're, are you
mad.
Bitter that I left for 1 week?
I'm not.
Are you mad?
I am not mad.
I can hear it in your tone.
I was giving you know what? I would love to hear the rest of your story.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I think I was in Turks and Caicos on Friday night when my mom came into our room. That was it.
Okay.
And she was very depressed. I could tell that something was wrong. I'm like, "Maggie, what's
oh,
wrong?"
No.
She says, she looks at me and she says, Charles Krauthammer's dying. My mom loves Charles Krauthammer. You know who Charles Krauthammer is.
He seems like a nice guy.
You know his story, don't you?
No, tell me his story.
Are you kidding?
No.
He's had a really rough life, but he's turned. This is a guy who went to college on a diving scholarship.
Okay.
Okay? He's 68 years old, so this would have been 50 years ago. He went to college on a diving scholarship, dove into the pool one time, snapped his neck in half. He's been paralyzed from the neck down since he was 18 years old. Okay? So, obviously, the diving scholarship is of no use anymore. He goes on to get a doctorate in psychology. Charles Krauthammer, for those of you who don't know, is a syndicated columnist based at the Washington Post, and he's also a commentator on Fox News.
You would know him the second you saw him.
Yeah, one of the brightest political commentating minds in America. I put him right up there with a George Will.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah.
My mom adores this man. Anyway, he ends up breaking his neck. He's paralyzed from the neck down. Okay, from the age of 18 on, goes on to get a doctorate in psychology, becomes this super well-known, very successful psychologist, and then gets into political commentary. And the rest is history. Writes book after book after book. Ends up at the Washington Post.
I knew exactly who he was when I saw his face. Yeah. I knew exactly who he was. But I have a question for you. Read the story first, and then I have a question.
Well, I don't have to. I already read it. He had a bout with cancer about 10 months ago. Goes into the hospital. He's basically been in the hospital for the last 10 months. And Kelly was talking to my mom and me about this. When you're quadriplegic and you have surgery, it is just a recipe for complications. Yeah. Okay. You know, Kelly was saying, like, you can get pneumonia very easily. Because you can't move, you know? So you're literally set up for bigger problems when you have the surgery. The cancer's removed. He's supposed to be on his way to better health. Next thing you know, the cancer comes back and it is aggressive. Yeah. The doctor comes in and says to Charles Krauthammer, you don't have years. You don't have months. You have weeks. And he wrote a statement Friday night that they read on Fox News. It was very poignant. It was well written, of course, because it's Charles Krauthammer, where he basically says goodbye and says, I've had a great life. Don't pity me.
I want you to read it. And here's why. It stopped me in my tracks. It really did. And I had two questions in my mind that I would like to pose to the audience. Would you have the courage and bravery just to say, okay, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is the end. I'm going to throw it out there and let everyone know this is the end of my ride. And my second question is, before that, would you want to know if you were in some situation, Scott, where it was weeks, let's say it's 5 weeks, would you want to know? And I struggle with that. I really do.
Yeah, let me see if I can find a lot of these are just stories that detail, you know, portions of. Let me see if I can actually find the note that he read or that he wrote to his. All right, here it goes. I got it right here.
Yeah.
I have been uncharacteristically silent these past 10 months. I had thought that silence would soon be coming to an end. But I am afraid, I must tell you now, that fate has decided on a different course. In August of last year, I underwent surgery to remove a cancerous tumor in my abdomen. That operation was thought to have been a success, but it caused a cascade of secondary complications, which I have been fighting in the hospital ever since. It was a long and hard fight with many setbacks, but I was steadily, if slowly, overcoming each obstacle along the way and gradually making my way back to health. However, recent tests have revealed that the cancer has returned. There was no sign of it as recently as a month ago, which means it is aggressive and spreading rapidly. My doctors tell me their best estimate is that I have only a few weeks left to live. This is the final verdict, and my fight is over. I wish to thank my doctors and caregivers whose efforts have been magnificent. My dear friends, who have given me a lifetime of memories and whose support has sustained me through these difficult months. And all of my partners at the Washington Post, Fox News, and Crown Publishing. Lastly, I'd like to thank my colleagues, my readers, and my viewers who have made my career possible and given consequence to my life's work. I believe that the pursuit of truth and right ideas through honest debate and rigorous argument is a noble undertaking. I am grateful to have played a small role in the conversation that has helped guide this extraordinary nation's destiny. I leave this life with no regret. It was a wonderful life, full and complete with the great loves and great endeavors that make it worth living. I am sad to leave, but I leave with the knowledge that I lived the life that I intended. Charles Krauthammer.
Could you do it and be that brave?
No.
And would you want to know?
No.
I answer the same way to both.
No, I wouldn't. Would you, I mean,
you know, he just shows such grace.
Yes, dignity.
Just grace and dignity and all of those things. And I just think let's say it was 5 weeks and the universe has decided that I get 5 more weeks. I would rather get hit by a bus at the end of that 5 weeks and just never know what was coming than have somebody tell me you probably have, 30, 35 days.
Give or take.
Because that would throw me into an absolute tailspin.
What would you do?
What would you do?
Go to Turks and Caicos.
I knew it.
Smoke a big joint.
How quickly can I get a credit card issued?
Right?
Like, does it take a while?
We're going to need to bump that limit up a little bit.
You know the interest rate. I don't care.
Whatever.
Just where do I sign?
No, sir. It's 25.
Yeah, that's fine.
56%. Bring it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want two.
What would you do, man?
When's Seriously. The first payment due?
Next month, you'll be.
Yeah,
dead.
I'm fine.
I
let's do it.
I might be a little late with that first payment, and then never again.
Yeah. No, I would party my butt off.
I disagree. I don't think you would.
Whoa.
I don't. I think you would like to think I'm just going to party. I would probably take the kids to Hawaii or something and park my butt in the sand with them for the 4 or 5 weeks.
No,
I really
man,
would.
I would hang out with my wife and my son,
yeah.
And I would go and see family and friends.
Yeah.
And yeah,
and
I would
you
be
could
wasted.
Pick- You could pick your family and friends. You don't have to go see them all.
Yeah,
like
no, there's
uncle.
Some that aren't, I'm not going to go see, yeah.
Would you hang there's out with any of your colleagues?
Nah, probably
no,
not.
Probably not. Think about it. You don't have 3 months or 3 years. You're talking days. You have to be very careful how you spend those days.
It would definitely be on a beach surrounded by family.
I agree. That's absolutely what I would do.
And I wouldn't be, I mean, I'm not afraid of death. I'm not looking forward to it,
yeah.
But I'm not afraid of it.
That's why I wouldn't want to know. Because I think it changes. I think knowing it's coming changes you. It has to. It would have to. Versus you're just minding your own business. You're having a good day. You're like, hey.
Wham.
Bam. You're done.
576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Make that reservation now at Jasper's. Woo, Tableside Mozzarella Theater is back. They have a phenomenal menu for you right now. And look, if you're just tired, you don't want to cook, go to Jasper's. If you have, I don't know, a summer team sport kind of dinner you got to pay for, we got a bunch of those coming up with Swim, go to Jasper's. Get one tray with white sauce, one tray with red sauce. There is absolutely no mess. You just throw that pan away when you're done. It will be the hit of the party for those kids. And look, summer has arrived in the kitchen. Not only is Tableside Mozzarella Theater back, they are also offering their famous summer pasta, tomatoes, olive oil, heirloom tomatoes, garlic. It's just amazing, fresh, wonderful cuisine at Jasper's in the summer. Whether it's an anniversary, birthday dinner, business meeting, or just a night out on a town, call Jasper for your reservation. Recommended, not required. Give Jasper a call, 816-941-6600. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I went rolling downhill like a snowball.
Somebody says, please know Dr. Krauthammer is a psychiatrist, not a psychologist. If I said otherwise, I apologize. Krauthammer is an atheist, says somebody else. Also, first political job was working for Walter Mondale in 1984. Okay. He's a conservative now. Anyway, Charles Krauthammer announcing this week that he has weeks to live. He announced that in a statement that was released by Fox News on Friday night. He is 68 years old, one of the most accomplished political commentators of our generation. Yeah, he was a first-year medical student at Harvard when a diving accident put him in a wheelchair for life.
Listen to this from the text line. I am dealing with this right now. I haven't told anyone. I am 30. I have been working on the house to leave something nice behind for my family. Whether they sell, keep it, it's all I have left to give, they write. And I've enjoyed it. Fixing little problems has brought me peace while my days grow shorter.
Let me ask you a question. He hasn't told this person, this writer.
I'm asking now.
And I'm not going to say his age because it might give it away who it might be. Because he does say his age in this text. Don't you owe it to your family to tell him that?
Well, it certainly isn't going to change the outcome.
Let me ask you this.
I would want to know.
If your dad,
yes.
God bless him, if Craig found out he had weeks to live, wouldn't you want your dad to tell you?
Yes. Here's the other thing. Like, if you're in a really bad mood and that person comes home and you don't know they have weeks to live, it would color the way, it would color the entire existence of every second of every minute of every day.
Sure, of course.
You know, if my mom calls me and I'm in the middle of something and I don't take that call, which is hardly never, you damn well better believe I'm taking that call if I know that this is going on.
Would you tell your kids if you found out today you had weeks to live?
I don't know because, and I think so, but I do understand the notion that you are sparing them.
Sparing them what?
Another few weeks of agony.
Well, the thing is, I want to spend my last month enjoying my family and friends and all that, but I don't want them making a fuss and being stupid and I want to remember them like we were. I want them to remember me as things have always been, not, you know, handling me with kid gloves and crap.
At the same time, your kids would be so furious.
If you didn't tell them.
If you didn't tell them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I won't know that they're mad because I'll be dead.
Well, that is one way to look at
Let's get to the newsroom here as Karen Moxon.
Happening now on KMBZ. 4 hours and counting until the historic North Korean summit. More next.
Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. Did you know Window World Windows, one of the two windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ranked number one in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine? And windows from Window World don't just look amazing. They keep the cold air out in the winter, and here's the important thing, the hot air out in the summer. Make the move today online at windowskansascity.com and a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. Windows from Window World use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Call for a free home estimate today. 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. 816-799-0820 or online at windowskansascity.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.